How we can be of further assistance. We'll begin with Sheila. Hello, Sheila. You just need to...
Hello.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How may we help you today?
Just my highest and best message.
Okay.
And my name is pronounced Sheila.
Okay. And say that again, please.
Sheila.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. Okay, so don't kill the messenger. So when I share this message with you, please understand we're mirrors of each other. So I say it equally with my, to myself. There's somebody in your midst that you're projecting your own disharmony. So in other words, just be open to whoever's just like a source of irritation. And what you're going to discover is that they're mirroring something that you're ready to dismiss. And say your name one more time, please.
Sheila.
Thank you. Maybe a relative and maybe a coworker. It's somebody pretty close by, and it's something where it's just like, oh, they're just so annoying. You're ready to release something, and it's very relevant. So start off with the prayer, reveal to me what I need to know. And it'll be shown. So when I say that to you, I very quickly realize the part of myself that I'm referring to. And it's something where like you kind of keep it out away from you and you're in judgment, you know, and it's like, how can they be like that? Something like that. All right. So that's the first thing they want to alert you to. All right. Let's see what else we have for you. And say your name again, please.
Sheila.
And say it one more time.
Yeah, Sheila.
It's all the judgment. It's all the judgment that is holding you back. And the reason judgment seems to be prevalent right now is you have an opportunity to make a very radical, I would say, shift. And it's coming up very quickly. And so what happens? So here's some messages for you. You want to go back a ways. It may be a couple weeks, maybe a couple of months. I suspect a couple of months where you had an idea, where you had a, you know, it would be really good if I started this. It would be really good if I went forward motion on something. And so what you did actually is the fear of it not overwhelmed you, but your ego kind of stepped in to sort of put a pause on it. And that's what all this judgment's about. As you release some of this judgment, just notice it without judging yourself where you're in judgment. And just noticing it will create the spaciousness, will create some of the distance. And from there, be very excited because you have a new opportunity. Let me see if I can help you out with that. Yeah, there we go. Positive forward movement. So you're ready to, they're saying explode. How lovely is that? You're ready to try something new. You want to take a look at the judgment because the judgment's basically like a pause and it was creating distance of actually what you're entitled to. So let me figure out what that is for you and say your name again, please.
Sheila.
And say it one more time.
Sheila.
Thank you. They're literally just flashing me the Empress card. So you've got a birthing going on. I don't know what it is, my love, but it's something where you were ready to dive in. You were ready to take a risk. I really want to start this as a side business. I really want to be self-employed. I want to go. It's something where, and say your name one more time, please.
Sheila.
Thank you. It's something where you are going to follow your own intuition, your own harmony, your own truth. Your guides are so excited. And you kind of put the brakes on it. So it's something that's in the infancy. I see like a little small child. So it's like in the incubator. It's part of the birthing process. It's your soul calling you home. You may think it's no big deal. Well, yeah, I wanted to like do arts and crafts on the side and put it on Etsy, but like, how is that going to help me in life? Because what I really need, and you have your list, how it's really going to help you in life it's going to connect you back with your soul. So what you think of as, well, so I didn't do it, who cares? Well, the reason it was introduced is because it's like a soul endeavor. So as you return to your heart, as you return to your soul, they're saying it's a matter of convenience. So in other words, in English, once you make a shift in one area, that new alignment is going to have consequences, and it's going to have a ripple effect in a very, very, very positive way. So you're going to find one change is going to create another change is going to create another change. And say your name again, please.
Shayla.
They're saying it's just everything we were talking about in today's message. You're looking outside for the shifts. And just remember, all things are possible as you start within your own nectar, within your own industry. So this is really about, in English, drop the judgment. The judgment's just stalling you. Just notice it. Give it a spirit. Angels, Jesus, whatever. Help me. Two, connect the dots. Go back to what it is, that was calling you. It could be, I want to listen to, it's something that's going to connect you to yourself. Do it. It may be small. It may be, I'm going to go back to square dancing. Like, it may be something that, why do you think it matters? It matters big time, because it's going to start snowballing is what it is. And say your name again, please.
Shayla.
Yeah, you got to drop the judgment. it's just keeping you, it's drowning you out. You have an offering. It is so wonderful. It is so good. There is an answer, I assure you. All right, so that is your message from Spirit. And did you have a question today?
No, that makes complete sense.
Awesome. You're well on your way. You really are. Believe in yourself. There are so many gifts waiting for you. Like, I literally have, like a holiday where you have gift after gift after gift after gift. I used to celebrate a holiday where there were like 8 gifts in a row. And so they get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what I see for you. So that first thing is going to be the small gift, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It is very good. Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Stephen.
All right, here I am.
There you are. We all have our winter wear on. Even the ones in Florida. How may we help you?
I guess we can start with a message.
All right, sweetheart. You look so cute. And say your first name, please.
Stephen.
And say it one more time, please.
Stephen.
I gotta figure out how to say this to you. Give me a second. I've got all this like sacred geometry all over you, and now it's in me, because we're one. What they want to say to you, they want to activate from the highest allowance so that energy is entering us so that the message comes through. They're saying dynamically, but on many levels is what I want to say. All right, my love. And say your name again, please.
Stephen.
Remember that you want to create with Source. Remember that you want to create with your highest allowance. What I saw, by the way, was a double Dorje, and it basically signifies enlightenment. And so when I received that in you, and then it was suddenly in me, it's like you became a double Dorje. Just think of like a shortened cross, really. And so what it's doing is alerting you to your true reality. So that as you align with your circumstances, as you travel on Holy Mother Earth, remember that you're the cross. You're the one establishing higher value, higher efficiency. So the more that you understand that everything that you do touches life. In English, what they're trying to help you do is to come under your authority of your higher will. So rather than, and I know we've talked about this a bit, where it's like I've got my spiritual life and it's like, yeah, but now I have a linear question. So I can even think of myself in the past saying, Stephen, there are no such things as linear questions. And so this is where they're asking you to travel with one in the light. So this would be, obviously, I have needs for abundance. I have needs for the golden coins, for financial security. But you want to come under the umbrella of your highest advantage. So it's anything like, you know, source, God, where would you place me? This is where I'm going. If this is in agreement with your commitment. So again, when we're calling out for mercy, it's not that we're calling out for something separated from us. So it's not like that linear template where it's like someone separate from me, come help me. What you're doing is coming under true adoration. You're coming under true heavenly bliss. When you realize, when I look at you, it's like you literally are just light and you still have that double Dorje thing going on. And so it's like, just imagine that this like awakened consciousness, this awakened light is serving all the kingdom. So as you serve yourself. So it's a combination of I, in the physical form, need the golden coins, and I'm here to be of service to the grander scheme of things. And so it's the combination that will bring forth the windfall, will bring forth the relevance. So sometimes we're places and it's like, what did I do? Who did I piss off? Because this place seems awfully dark, you know, meaning there's a lot of ego running around. Why am I here? And it's like, hello, you're the light. You're the light. So you want to remember what you do has consequences. It has effects. There is no separated Stephen. So the more you remember that your life is not your own in terms of that limited focus, and you come under that divine premise, then it's like, may everything I do serve the all. So when you bring that into your heart simultaneously with, so if I were to do that, it's like, may everything I do serve the all. And right now I need paper towels. So I'm gonna go get paper towels, knowing that every step I take in and out of the store, in the driveway to get to my car, it all serves the all. So you're coming into that graduated ceremony where they're saying there are no more extremes. There's no more this or that. It's all a combined union. It's all a combined effort and consequence, to the point where, so it's like last time we left our store, you were interviewing and all that. So it's like when you walk in for the interview, it's like just knowing that consciousness is occurring, light is being transmitted. So the more that you bring holiness to your every waking moment, holiness to your every waking moment, it's going to awaken you. You have the gift of prophecy and you're a seer and you're going to wake up in extraordinary measure. It's so interesting to me because you're like, I was going to do a group. I keep thinking about doing a group. And it's like, it's sitting there. It's waiting for your permission. And your permission is the combination. So let me stop right there because I know you're going to say something. Yes, sir?
No, I really hear what you're saying. I had the experience like just a few days ago that there was a lady, she was very psychic, and she must have saw that she could transfer the gift to me. So she said, just wait a second. And then I did my own reading. And so, and it was a very like instant shift. I mean, just, I could just feel. So, but the thing is, under normal consciousness, I'm not able to do that. But I am ending a chapter with this interviewing, whether it gets a job or it doesn't get a job. And we got close no matter what, but I'm just really going back, like you say, to a holy life and a balanced thing. and getting the big picture, keeping the big picture in focus that, you know, getting out of balance is not going to help the situation. You know,
bingo!
Just make a little routine and focusing on God and let things come as they will. I mean, the next call will be to the potential company, but I don't know. I mean, one company, the way they spoke to me, they had no heart or anything. I wasn't sure, like, God, I don't even want to work for this place. I mean, it was just their job. They were to screen the candidates to make less of them. So that's like a bologna slicer, and I was the bologna. But yeah, only one place I really do feel a hard connection and a good connection, but I don't know if it's going to manifest. But no matter manifest or not manifest, I'm going back to the spiritual life. I get up, I do my meditation, I do the spirit.
Master, fertility, which is the Empress card, partnership with your higher self. There seems to be a theme. There seems to be a theme. Let me see what else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Stephen.
Don't go home without us, is what they're saying. Don't leave home without us, excuse me. So this is the whole point. It's like, I literally have like a fuse box, whatever, when you're flipping the switches. So it's like flip, 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 turning you on. You have an opportunity. I literally see almost like CP3 or whatever, where the machine goes on and suddenly like he's awake again. This is you. This is your homecoming. So yes, they're saying part ways with the distant past. In other words, you just imagine that I'm seeing another lifetime where you walk the earth as a holy one. And so when you were doing that, each step you took had direction, and it had to do with your consciousness that you were alert to. So it's like every foot you took, you understood, every step you took, excuse me, you understood that the energy of that step was spanning out. Just imagine it going all over the globe. But you and they're saying you took direction. What they mean by that is you heard. You just heard 24/7. So this is good. This is very, very good. Make sure you clear out your channel. They're showing me you clearing out your ears. Make sure you do purification. You're more sensitive than you realize, and you take on energies more often than you may realize. They're saying you shortchange yourself in terms of your power. So just make sure you do some kind of purification daily. That will help you as well. I hope that helps.
Okay. It definitely helps.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hello, Elena. Oh, I'm muted. That won't work. Hello, Elena. How may we help you? Elena, are you there, sweetheart? Okay, so Elena is there. Thank you. We'll just give her a moment. There you are. Hi, sweetheart.
God.
Everything okay over there?
Well, it's just me and the mouse aren't getting along.
You're not getting along. Oh, no.
Story of my life.
Oh, you're the mouse.
what do you have for me today, please?
All right. One moment, sweetheart. God is good. God is good. Your messages are always... they come through in a symphony, meaning they come through in higher quickenings, higher allowance. Okay, so back to the message, God is good. It's not about the tall order of the day. It's not about what is that you can't change. It's not about the disarray. It's about holy remembrance. It's about God is good. So the more that you keep up your entitlement, the more that you keep up your justified position, again, you do very well with this until you don't. So like, welcome to the club, right? But the more that you count on the glory of God. So in other words, Spirit always knows what you need. Spirit always knows like your next step. The more that you count on that, the more that you rely on that, the more that you trust that, rather than giving in to worldly pleasures, meaning, yes, they just changed the law here, or yes, they just put in that obstacle, or whatever it is. However, God is good. So the God is good gives you the advantage. The God is good puts you in touch with the right person in the right time, and makes all things possible. Let me tell you why they're saying this to you. And say your name again, please.
Elena.
They want me to tell you a story. I just feel like it's something that's going to be coming up. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you a very quick story. I had a friend who... she felt like she wanted to get the vaccination that's around these days, and Spirit very much endorsed it for her. So she happened, here's the story in a nutshell. She happened to call a facility out of the blue. She thought, you know, what does it hurt? Let me just call. And she got an appointment and got everything taken care of in a matter of hours. And it was only for a short term. And then suddenly, the circumstances changed and they stopped offering it, and it went to a whole other different facility. But here's the thing. It wasn't even advertised. She just felt, let me just call. You just never know. As Spirit endorsed. So this is what they mean by God is good. In other words, whatever you're entitled to will be delivered to you on a silver platter as you, what would be the word? As say your name again, sweetheart.
Elena.
As you decide. So you being the Christed one, you being the one with your higher awareness. So the more that you trust that offering, trust that blessedness, trust that reservoir, you want to remember this is all co-created. So when we